Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 20th. Today's Bible verse, we have two verses, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11a and Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 6. It says there, I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. End of quote. Ecclesiastes 8:6 says, For there is a proper time and procedure for every matter, though a person may be weighed down by misery. End of quote. The wisest man ever lived on the face of the earth, the King Solomon, has much to say about God and his seasons and times. God has time for everything in your life. God's time is the best and the perfect time. Sometimes we may need to wait for his time. Other times God may act swiftly and we may have to move with God. However, make sure it is God's time before you move forward. In order to understand God's time, you need to know his word, the Bible, and the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Those who know the Bible and listen to the indwelling Holy Spirit can figure out God's timing in a better way because they heed God's word and listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Solomon says, I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. End of quote. You see, you and I can also agree with what he wrote. However, we also need to remember this truth about God. It says after that, it says like this, God has made everything beautiful in its time. He did in the past, he will do it again and again in the future. Our insights also says, for there is a proper time and procedure for every matter, though a person may be weighed down by misery. Sometimes we are weighed down. We are stooped down by miseries, don't we? However, there are also proper time and procedure in God's calendar for our help. You see, you cannot rush God, and at the same time, you cannot delay God. God has his perfect time and season for all matters of your life. This is because he has ordained all things of your life ahead of time to happen at an appropriate time. David wrote in Psalm 139 that God had woven him together in the depths. God knew his unformed body when it was knitted together in his mother's womb. Then it reveals a marvelous truth. It says, All the days ordained for me were written down in your book before even one of them came to be. End of quote. David wrote in Psalm 30 verse 5 this about God. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Isaiah 40, chapter 40 verse 31 says this, They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, in his perfect time, God makes everything beautiful. Weeping may last for a period of time, but remember, joy is at the horizon. God will bring it to pass for sure. Those who wait for God's timing have renewed strength and eventually fly high like eagles. They would still run again without getting weary. They would continue walking without fainting. Beloved, I hope and pray that you would understand God's timing by reading and learning the Bible and then continuously listening to the Holy Spirit, who is there to help and guide you through it all. All these things I mentioned above would not make any sense if you have not connected to the living God in heaven, in and through the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and rose again for you to pay for all of your sins and make you a brand new creation. You see, the first step is acknowledging the living God, who is the creator, sustainer, and provider of all, by accepting his Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior and Lord. there starts a new and blessed, excited journey with the love and guidance of God's Word and His Holy Spirit. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand sometimes you allow burden and difficulties in my life according to your sovereign plan and purpose. It is also important that I need to keep in mind God's time is the perfect time. I must have God's word in my heart, and I must listen to the divine prompting of the Holy Spirit. Lord, help me to study your words recorded in the Bible in these perilous times, and then listen to your Holy Spirit. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again by paying for all of my sins and mistakes on his divine and sinless body. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Open my heart to obey you and help me to surrender my life to you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.